Let's begin the practice of Yoga Nidra. First, I invite you to lie down. Make sure that you are warm and comfortable, so just take a couple of moments to check with your body. Perhaps you need a pillow or a blanket or something to cover yourself with, because your body temperature might drop during this practice. And when you feel like you have found the most comfortable position, take a deep, conscious breath in. And breathing out, allow the body to soften, letting go of any effort. This Yoga Nidra is about remembering. Remembering who you truly are. Remembering that you belong. Remembering that you are connected. Start by sensing the connection between the body and the ground, the bed, or whatever you're resting on. Bring your awareness to the parts of the body that are in contact with the ground, starting with your feet until you finish at the back of the head. Notice the natural flow of the breath, rising and falling as the waves of the ocean, chest and belly rising and falling, settling the body and mind deeper into stillness. Imagine that you inhale from the ground up, as if being nourished by the earth herself, and exhale from the body back into the earth, releasing what no longer serves you, making more space for the next breath and that which you want to bring into your life. Rising and falling. Rising and falling. And at this point in our Yoga Nidra, you might wish to make an intention to use this practice as an opportunity to remember the deep connection between your mind, heart, body, and spirit. And to remember how connected you are to everything and everyone who matters to you. What would it be like to live your life from the place of remembering and honoring who you truly are? And now I'm going to guide you to move your awareness around the body. See if you can sense the connection with each part of the body becoming even deeper. Starting with your right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, right armpit, right side of the rib cage, right side of the waist, right hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, top of the right foot, sole of the right foot, right heel, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. Left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, left armpit, left side of the ribcage, left side of the waist, left hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, top of the left foot, sole of the left foot, left heel, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and fifth toe. And now onto the back of the body, feeling again all parts of the body that are in contact with the ground, beginning with the feet, backs of the legs, all the way up, back to the back of the head. And then the crown of the head, both temples, forehead, right eye, left eye, left ear, right ear, right cheek, left cheek, nose, tip of the nose, upper lip, lower lip, both lips together, tongue, chin, the whole face, the place between the eyebrows, front of the neck, right collarbone, left collarbone, the space between the collarbones, and then the heart center. Bring your awareness to your heart, connecting to the heart, your inner teacher. And now become aware of the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. Imagine the body as the ocean, in continuous flow of rising and falling with the tides of the breath. Feel the constant movement of the body. And now feel the stillness of the body. Imagine the body as part of the earth, grounded, solid, firmly rooted. See if you can experience both these sensations, movement and stillness, at the same time. What would it be like to be both the ocean and the solid ground? And now simply follow the rising and falling of the breath. Begin to count backwards, like this. Rising, 21. Falling, 21. Rising, 20. Falling, 20. Continue on your own, just like this. If you get lost in thoughts, start again at 21. And now let go of the counting and simply appreciate this opportunity to be aware, to connect. This is perhaps the time to ask yourself again, what would it be like to live your life from the place of remembering and honoring who you truly are? As you have deepened your sense of connection with yourself and with all that is sacred, see if you can find a way to express love and gratitude to your body. And maybe it means doing nothing, staying exactly as you are. Maybe you're about to fall asleep, which means that's exactly what you need. Or maybe the body wants to stretch, or even a radical idea. Perhaps you feel like giving yourself a hug. So listen to your body and what you need right now. This practice of Yoga Nidra is coming to an end. The light in me sees and honors the light in you. Hari Om Tat Sat.